Hey, Archer, this is Elizabeth Hasselbeck from ABC's The View. Just wanted to say hello.
And happy birthday!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 182 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of October, 2008. Coming up on today's show, well, you know, y'all, I'm not sure what's coming up on today's show. It's just been a very weird day. It must have something to do with the full moon or something like that, or maybe, I don't know, it's just weird,
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles, and this is Vera Speaks for Real.
Oh, Lord, y'all, something is fucking weird going on. I don't know what this is. It's like worlds are colliding or something like that. It's kind of scary to me today. I don't understand it. But, you know, weird fucking shit happens during the full moon and all that kind of stuff. So, you know.
I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful.
And hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovies.
At the coal mine today, and y'all, it's just gotten weirder as the day has gone on. So anyway, hopefully we can get through the rest of this casting without any kind of problems or anything like that. But y'all, I'm telling you, it's not just the full moon. It's something else going on, and I really don't know what it is, though. But, you know, we'll...
I am speaking Russian with you. I am Vera Charles.
You're retarded.
Hey.
Being weird that I've gotten several voice letters since yesterday's show. I think people may have enjoyed yesterday's show. And by the way, at the beginning of today's show, it was so nice to have one of Archer's favorite celebrities come on and wish him a happy birthday month. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and they are wishing Archer a happy birthday month. So, y'all, since I've gotten all these voice letters, I think we just need to get right into them.
Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Apollonius from Atlanta. I just wanted to call and say that all this talk of manual typewriters got me thinking back to when I was a little child. We got this really, really old computer called an Apple IIe, and on it there was some Broderbund software called Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing. And in it, a very kindly lady, who I later found out was fake and was just the secretary for Broderbund, but they made a character called Mavis Beacon, and she would teach you how to type on a graphical representation of a really, really old typewriter. To be honest, I do have an old Corona Smith electric typewriter that I actually use to, like, fill out forms and applications, because after so many years of typing, my handwriting sucks complete ass. Therefore, I just decided to become so big a nerd that I just type out my forms whenever I need to, like, fill in information, because I'm tired of people misspelling my name. So, otherwise, I'm sure that you're going to put in some joke about how I can't get to Charleston properly, and frankly, I'll come clean. The reason I can't go through Augusta is because there's this really nasty rank smell that kind of smells like someone fried ham in, like, ID Glide lubricant, and it always makes me a little bit sick, and I figured the cause might be you, but I didn't want to really bring it up, but you're going to make fun of me for it, so I guess I need to come forth with my true reason. So, otherwise, I hope you're having a delightful Columbus Day, and I loved your opening Columbus Day song, and I hope to talk to you later. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Peter Potamus. And y'all, I Googled Mavis Bacon because he talked about that on the Broader Bun. And y'all, there is a Mavis Bacon teaching typing software that is still out there now.
He's been everywhere, flying through the air. He is everyone's friend. He will always land just to lend a hand. He's a friend to the end. Peter Potamus has a charm he could never conceal. It's time to meet Peter Potamus.
Prefer spit, but you know, anything, you know, the other stuff is a lot better, but I don't really like the ID label. And it's not ham that you're smelling when you go through Augusta, it's bacon. And y'all, speaking of bacon.
Hey, Big Fatty, I was calling to tell you that I'm going to have a cooking day on Saturday. And I have some bacon out to you on Monday of next week, so you should have it by Wednesday. Also, on your golf clapping episode, it sounds like a 16-year-old boy with a bottle of lube. It sounds like he is inappropriately touching himself while listening to your podcast. I thought it was British John to start with. It was horrible. Anyway, you and the Larrys are going to need to go over to the Apple Snack Store over the week because right now they're introducing all their new laptops. And it's rumored there's going to be a 32-gigabyte iPhone, so you can have the best iPhone of everyone. Well, you have a wonderful day here. Oh, what is this? Big Fatty, I have to go. I just got a fax here, so Lord have mercy. Doctor's office is driving crazy. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeremiah. And y'all, Jeremiah's going to make me some of that bacon with the pecans and all on it. Yum! I will be checking the post office box all of next week. And y'all, speaking of checking the post office box. Y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office today, and there's a box there, and I'm going to open it up now, and let's see what we have in the... Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! Y'all, you're not going to believe this!
Well. Just couldn't stand it, could you? You just couldn't stand it, Big Fatty. That I might be successful and be getting somewhere in the podcasting world. You just are so deeply, deeply envious and jealous that you have to have your episode 182 on the exact same day, Wednesday, when I have my episode 182. You just couldn't let me have a little bit of the spotlight, could you? Because it always has to be shining on you, doesn't it? Everything is about the fat one. Big Fatty, he's a fat one with his leather kilt and his big balls.
And his what?
Nothing. It just has to be about you. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Fatty. This is war now, baby. This is war. The gauntlet hasn't just been thrown. You tossed it down and you took a big brown wormy dump on it, baby. And that means war.
That means war.
I don't need your help.
Yes, you do.
182 on the same day, Big Fatty. How did you plan it? How did you work it out? I do it once every 3 weeks and sometimes miss an entire week at a time, sometimes a day at a time, sometimes there's no telling. How did you sit down with your little pencil? Because you can't remember your own name. Did you have a big calculator? Did you have friends working on it with you, Mr. Fatty? Did you, huh? Because I know you couldn't do it by yourself. So enjoy your show 182, Mr. Fatty, because it ain't going to be anything like my 182. Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you, Big Fatty.
Shut up.
That is just the sweetest thing. Y'all, thank you. I cannot get over how nice that is. Thank you so much. And y'all, if you want to send Big Fatty something, you know, all the information is over there on the BFO. And, you know, you'll just get lauded and praised. And Big Fatty will send out a big old fat hug to you if you, you know, want to send me something over there to the post office. And it's over there at the BFO. So just go right on over there and do that. Y'all, I have got to get back to these voice letters. I have got one from the, what is that thing called? That's called the, self-appointed historian of the BFO, I believe. Gosh, it's been so long since I've heard from him. Brian from Boston.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Brian from Boston calling. I'm calling because you gave me a little verbal spanking there for not having shown you a little love lately, or haven't called in or commented. I have an explanation. Before I went on my trip, you had asked me if I had been which I, at the time I said no, I hadn't really gotten into it, but since I met you, I started listening to Auntie Vera, and I've kind of gotten a bit it's really quite a podcast, and what I do with podcasts is listening to one, I go back and I download every single podcast with all the happenings. So I do apologize, but as you know, I'm always listening, so I just wanted to call and let you know that. That's it. I will talk to you later.
Brian, that is anything but a glowing review for the iPhone there. That may be the shittiest phone call I ever got. From what I can understand in that phone call, he's been listening to that old sea hag, Auntie Vera Charles, and he's gone back and listened to all that old hag's old shows and everything like that. And y'all, if you haven't listened to Auntie Vera Charles, I wouldn't even start doing that because she's an old sea hag and she, you know. But evidently Brian's been doing that, and next thing you know, he'll be the mascot for Auntie Vera Charles. You know, the QCast, they have a mascot now, and you know, y'all, I was listening to the QCast Connection today. They had a phone call from John McCain. I couldn't believe it. So, by the way, did you know that John McCain's, what his middle name is? It's Sydney. Sydney? Okay, well, you know, whatever. But anyway, y'all, I have got one final voice letter today, and it is from Bjorn in the Texases. Is it Houston or the Dallas? It's Texas. It doesn't matter. Texas is Texas. Bjorn? Y'all, I'm telling you, it is a weird day, y'all. Bjorn is voice letter number 300 here at the BFO. So Bjorn, Big Fatty has a I Love Big Fatty t-shirt to send to you. And if you just send me your mailing address, Big Fatty will put that in the post office mail to you with a stamp, because, you know, I don't know how to send a t-shirt through the e-letters. So, you'll just have to send me your address, and Big Fatty We'll get that big fat. It's an extra large. If that's too small, it's too fucking bad. If it's too big, that's too fucking bad. It's an extra large. So anyway, now, so congratulations, Bjorn, on being voice letter number 300. And I guess we ought to listen to it since he is voice letter number 300.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Bjorn in Dallas. So just a little information on the state fair thing. I'm originally from Minnesota. It is the best state fair in the land. I will say the Texas State Fair, pretty big, second, you know, it is a budget state union and stuff like that that matters. But, just as you know, fried anything is good, chocolate-covered anything is good. I've made chocolate-covered bacon taste particularly good, as does chocolate-covered jalapenos, just for your information. Oh, and keep it ruined and horrible. Thanks, bye.
Well, thanks for the call there, Bjorn, and congratulations to you once again. And chocolate-covered jalapenos. Now, y'all, that sounds like something that Larry Cly would like to eat on his show. But, you know, what wouldn't he like to eat? Oh, well, he said that he would not eat the tongue. Y'all, I asked him about the tongue. I wonder if it was chocolate-covered, though, if he would eat the tongue. But y'all, I'm telling you, it is a weird ass day. Bjorn, congratulations. The full moon brings out the crazies, and clearly nothing like the BFO brings out the crazies too. So anyway, so you know, that's where we are. Y'all, let's do some memory lane music to get this craziness over with today. Well, y'all, since today is such a crazy day, I thought that I would just go ahead. Many of you have asked me what the what the music is, the opening music for the BFO is today. So, y'all, I am going to reveal that on today's show. So here's the music, and then I'll reveal it.
.blogspot.com, I believe. Yes, indeed. And Big Fatty. And boy, I've got to take a second. BigFattyOnline.com. Make sure you put in the online. Otherwise, it's going to scare the pee-pee out of you. Pee-pee, I said pee-pee. Anyway, what I have to say is that I did two episodes of Big Fatty's The Gaze, and I'm telling you something, my lovies. I have got so many new denizens of Loveyland from that instance, that wonderful experience, and God, it was fun doing that with Big Fatty. But all of them, I just got these wonderful new Loveys, and I'm so excited about it. Welcome all of you. Yes, now as promised, I'm going to have to switch to stereo.
Handheld game was released in the movie Don't Tell Mommy the Babysitter's Dead. A character makes a reference to a home game, possibly implying a board game, which was never released. So, y'all, there it is. It is finally revealed. Big Fatty has absolutely, you know, well, you knew Big Fatty had stolen the music from somewhere. So, anyway, there's a little bit of history behind it and everything. Oh, dear Gussie. And I like it also because it also had closing music, which, you know, Big Fatty loves the close. Speaking of that, y'all, are you beginning to notice, and I'm telling you, it's getting weird out there, but are you beginning to notice that other shows are moving towards a 20-minute format, and they've got closing music now? I won't mention any names, Archer and Miss Wes. But I'm beginning to see people coming into a Big Fatty format. And y'all, as Big Fatty says, there's no worse way. I don't know what I say. Never mind. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.